なんですね。フォースは Think by fact of feeling. For everything there is a feeling. Flower, fruit, or the conception in the mother's womb. Not every week. There is a feeling. And this is also another cosmic energy.But we cannot explain how this reason, or how this feeling conditions or provides all these facilities to produce the life. One of the facts. And the last one is the most controversial subject that is called Dhamma Jnana.Dhamma does not mean here the teachings of the Buddha. Why the teachings of the Buddha is known as Dhamma? By realizing the real nature of the universe and the world and world conditions, or natural occurrence, he explains. And because of that,We introduce his thinking as nothing. Otherwise, he did not create anything. He did not produce anything. He realized his existing universal law, which others could not understand. He knew why these occurrences take place like this.Ultimately, so here Dhamma gives another meaning. Natural synonym for everything we say always is natural. And this is the meaning of Jesus. It is natural. The nature, Dhammata, it is natural.For everything. And this is the very word that others could not understand. Later, they have interpreted this concept as a person. Later, as God. And God created it. We say, oh,Nature created, but some other way God created. But you should not worry about this. This is only words. Same concept. But some people regard God as a person. Some others, many others say, no, God is not a person. I didn't. God is nature.The day we have come back to the same original concept. Why do you want to avoid this? God is not a person. There are many things that we cannot know. Why God created like this and discriminations and sufferings and what and reductions and starving millions. Let us take Ethiopia. How many millions are starving there without food? Who created them?Where is the creator? Why did he allow them to suffer like this? No answer. But when we say, oh, nature is a worldly condition. The environment here creates lots of changes. Nobody is responsible for that. Then we cannot blame anybody. As Buddhists, we never blame either God or devil.Because we can understand worldly conditions according to the teachings of the Buddha. We know why we suffer, and we know how to end it, our suffering. That is the purpose of our living. Otherwise, no meaning at all. Why suffering here? Why existing, struggling for our survival, almost every week? What do we gain in the end?Nothing more worries more fast-paced, more disappointments, more suffering. And if he is part of another one after this, then there is the end. So, this last chapter, now let us say, a butterfly. Very colorful and beautiful. Then you will see the way how God has designed the book. Let us say, peacock. Wonderful color, birds of God designed all these things. And this is actually to us a small human thing. But those who can understand to such an extent, not fully, it is impossible for us to understand fully because our minds are deluded. We have more ignorance than anything else. Our senses are limited. Our thinking power is limited. How can we understand everything here in this universe? The main purpose of learning our religion for us to understand the important aspect, not the whole universe, important. We create our own imagination. In the end, we won't need anything. So, this word of God, universe or Dhamma, of God, we should not argue. When others say God, we accept it as me. Then no need to argue. They may have created some imaginations in their mind, it is immaterial for us. But we must know how to face facts without creating imagination. These are the five factors that are mentioned. When all these five join together, the life is created. So there is no God, there is no eternal soul. These two things are the same. According to the Buddha, no place for these. Now let us take another group. Five aggregates. Pancha Sandhi. Rupa Vedana Sanya Sankhara Vijnana. These aggregations, these five things join together again, responsible for our appearance as human beings or any other form of being. What are those five? Rupa means material form, that means energy. One group, element group, different kind of energy. Then, feeling or sensation, one of the mental faculties in our mind. Perception. What is perception? Identification. Recognition. We recognize this is so and so. This is good. This is bad. Another measure. Third one, mental habit, mental formation, mental tendency. And this is a very important word. This is the thing that we carry over life after life to condition another one. Our habits that we were during this lifetime. We are the result of what we were, and we will be the result of what we are. Number one, that means everything that we have developed, accumulated as mental habits, good or bad. We experience here and we behave according to that particular mental habit. That is the very reason why it is very difficult to change the minds of criminal minded, wicked treated cruel people like to be good because they are in that particular country. At the same time, there are some good people, religious-minded people, kind people, honest people. Under any circumstances, they don't change their attitude. They are ready to suffer for the sake of their principles. That is the analysis. All these things, good and bad, accumulated, introduced as mental conditions. The last one is consciousness. I have said on it. After all this, all these feelings, sensations, perceptions, mental habits, we develop through our five senses and mental objects. When five senses are not working, we develop mental image, mental objects. These things contribute for that consciousness. When the five groups join together, fully developed life comes into existence. So, in the Buddha's language, the world or the universe is under it. He says, the whole world is within you. Whole universe is within you. Not necessary for you to go out to understand the nature of the universe. If you know how to analyze this more physical body, you can start from atomic energy, and everything you can find here, if you know how to analyze. To understand the impermanence, unsatisfactoriness, and the nature of the sneaking pleasure and nature of suffering and pain, everything we experience here. So in perfect, then you can understand what this world is. If people are suffering here in this world, if people have fear, suspicion, tension, who is responsible? These individual human beings are responsible for this. So our behavior, our character, our temperament, our way of life contribute to disturb or to maintain peace, happiness in this world. By knowing when this universe comes into existence, how many galaxies are there, how many universes are there, how many suns and moons are there, what do you mean? Nothing. You can glorify, oh, I know there are so many things. But forever you remain as a stupid, as ignorant people. Your anger, jealousy, greed, and get all these dual thoughts are still remaining in your mind. Then what do you mean by knowing that? I remember a book written by a well-known French scholar. The title of this book is Learned Ignorance. Very interesting. Learned Ignorance. By knowing more and more about this world, what we do, we enlarge our ignorance. Now our ignorance is this much. But after learning, we develop our ignorance. Then egoism, jealousy, anger, arguments, all sorts of things also take place here because learn a lot. Very easy. It is impossible for us to learn anything from outside. We never learn. We can get some information from outside. After getting this information, we have to develop all these knowledge and ideas and realization and understanding in our minds. It is impossible for anybody to enter any idea into our mind. We get news from others and we analyze either to accept or to reject. So we cannot gain anything from outside. That is the very word uttered by the Buddha as vipassana meditation. Vipassana meditation is insight. Insight means a realization of three things in this world, either in this world or any other part of the universe. Everything that we come into existence subject to these three characteristics, universal natures, anicca, dukkha, anatta. No one is exempted. Everything is simple. Can you find out anything that is related as person, life or plant or animal? Atoms. Yes. Up to end of 19th century, for thousands of years, philosophers, religious teachers accepted that atom is further. No one can see this fear to a thing. But the 20th century, scientists have proven that atom also is further. The belief that people maintain that eternal thought is permanent, thousands of years. The Buddha got the atom bomb into this and turned out to be only an imagination, man's imagination. And this is the nature of our concept. So everything is subject to this universal law of impermanence. No one can escape whether life or not. Second one is dukkha. Unsatisfactoriness, disappointment, conflict, clashes. Scientifically, you have learned when friction takes place, something else happens. So existence means friction. Now we are making this body. How many friction clashes take place? Elements and elements. You can hear the sound of the number, see? They are fighting. With elements and energies. Fight. Then mind and elements. Then mind and mind also fight. How? One thought appears in the mind, after that another one appears spontaneously, and we do fight. Of course, it is not pure abhidhamma, because when one thought appears, then the former one cannot exist. But that one conditions to appear another one. This creates confusion in the mind. And the whole thing is a battlefield. Every fraction of a second, fighting is going on. Are the people unsatisfactory in our mind? The last one is unsubstantiality. That means there is nothing here in this world for us to say as everlasting, unchangeable, permanent entity. Nothing. Everything is going to change, change. Because of this change, existence is. If no danger, no existence. See, the The Buddha has explained all these things in detail earlier. But unfortunately, people could not understand. When scientists started to explain it by using their analytical interpretation, people learned to appreciate. That is why all over the world, more and more intellectuals appreciate the Buddha's teaching. Because his teachings are not based on imagination or theory or mythology, but practical, analytical interpretation. But unfortunately, people do not understand. It is true. It is difficult for us to understand the truth. We can understand everything, but not the truth. Now that is why it is difficult to introduce truth. In the name of truth, we can introduce so many other things. People can understand.
There are three schools of thought regarding the origin of the world. The first school of thought claims that this world came into existence by nature, and that nature is not an intelligent force. However, nature works on its own accord and goes on changing everything in this world. The second school of thought says that the world was created by an Almighty God who is responsible for everything. The third school of thought says that the beginning of this world and life is inconceivable since they have neither beginning nor end. Buddhism is in accordance with this third school of thought. Bertrand Russell, a well-known Western philosopher, also a freethinker, supports these schools of thought by saying, "There is no reason to suppose that the world had a beginning at all. The idea that things must have a beginning is really due to the poverty of our imagination." Modern scientists also say that some millions of years ago, the newly cooled earth was lifeless, and that life originated in the ocean. Buddhism never claimed that the world, sun, moon, stars, wind, water, days and nights were created by a powerful God or by a Buddha. Buddhist belief that the world was not created once upon a time, but that the world has been created millions of times, every fraction of a second, and will continue to do so by itself, and will break away by itself. According to Buddhism, world systems always appear and disappear in the universe. The effort made by many religions to explain the beginning of the world or the end of the world is indeed ill-conceived. The positions of religion which propound the view that the universe was created by God in an exactly fixed date or fixed year has become a difficult one to maintain in the modern scientific age. Today, scientists, historians, astronomers, biologists, botanists, anthropologists, and great thinkers have all contributed vast new knowledge of discoveries of the origin of the world. This latest discovery and knowledge is not at all contradictory to the teachings of the Buddha. Bertrand Russell again says that he respects the Buddha for not making false statements like others who committed themselves regarding the origin of the world. The speculative explanations of the origin of the universe that are presented by various religions are not acceptable to the modern scientists and intellectuals. Even the commentaries of the Buddhist scriptures written by certain Buddhist writers cannot challenge scientific thinking in regard to this question. The explanations of the origin of the universe is not the concern of religion. Such theorizing is not necessary for living a righteous way of life and for shaping our future life. However, if one insists on studying the subject, then one must investigate the science, astronomy, geology, biology, and anthropology. These sciences can offer more reliable and tested information on this subject than can be supplied by any religion. Because the purpose of a religion is to cultivate the life here in this world and hereafter until liberation is gained. I remember a poem composed by a well-known Indian poet. Infinite is the sky, infinite is the number of beings. Infinite are the worlds in the vast universe. Infinite in wisdom, the Buddha teaches this. Infinite are the virtues of him who teaches this. So, you want to know something about rebirth, isn't it?
Ari Usnata Vinyana. How this day? Three things must depart from a person, either body or the mind or first thing is difficult to understand. I, life and that means when conception takes place in the mother's womb, one particular sum that we have done during our previous birth is responsible to condition this particular life to exist for its certain period. Now that is the reason why some people die when they are very young. Because that particular karma is weak. No chance to continue the whole life there. So when we accumulate good karma, so one of these karma takes the responsibility to condition this life and the lifespan depends on it. So when that particular karma is extinguished, this is one of the factors. The other one is put not in his conduct. And for heat. Heat energy also must depart. The last one is consciousness. Consciousness here accumulated various mental faculties. So when these three things completely departed, then they. Because this question always people ask, what is the fate of some people who say unexpected this, like plane crash, instant this, within 1 minute or 2 minutes? Next, into future, what is the fate? So, they must understand, all these three are energy. Karmic energy, heat, and consciousness, all are energy. The physical body may turn into pieces or ashes, instant. But the energy takes their own sweet time. When rebirth takes place according to their own, they are animals, not the animals. Animals are not responsible for that. So the consciousness, it is like this. When we are going to die, now this is very important. When we are going to die, three things appear in our mind. Amma, Amma Dimitra, Gati Dimitra. First thing, all the good and bad mental activities we have accumulated in our mind, submerged in the subconscious mind, start to project.
Thought
appears in the dying man's mind just like a film show. One after the other, one after the other, all these karmic reflections appear. That is the first thing. Second thing, these signals, signs, according to one particular karma, which appears in the dying man's mind as a last thought. That means, when all these thoughts are going on working and working, the mind falls onto the last thought. No more projection. Then, some sort of indicator appears in that mind on the result, on the effect of this particular karma, either good one or bad one. But that, jungle, darkness, animals, or flower gardens, or some people say angels, and very beautiful, pretty, nice things are the karma indicators. The fate of this life depends on this indicator. Appears in own mind, never come from outside, projected from the same mind, according to that karma. Then the last one, Gati Nimitta. That means, before our consciousness departs from here, according to that last thought which appeared in the dying man's mind, we grasp the object into our mind, which is conditioned by that particular karma. That means, now this dying man knows where he goes. It does not mean that he goes on searching something. This is our own belief. We believe after our death, our departed soul or spirit or this and that we have different roles or consciousness go on searching a suitable place for us to settle down. This is our own imagination. It does not work in that way. So before we depart from the earth, we have already taken that into our mind. Then the rebirth or the conception of what we may be takes place according to this particular object. Remember, this is the Buddha. So this question is a very good one.
how he could manage to change his karma by leading a religious and pure life.
This is the nature of karma. So, I can give a safe life for that. As you, we have human beings. You say we do that, we kill life, we steal, and we do all sorts. We have jealousy and anger and lust and enmity and all sorts of stupid ideas, we don't have it. You cannot purify your mind from greed, is it? But you also do lots of good things. Charity, helping others, supporting others, assisting others, and sometimes patience and kindness and tolerance and mercy. All these are good meritorious things. So, yes, whatever you develop in your mind as a habit, maybe a very minor, day-to-day life, as you offering a flower every day in front of the Buddha, or a glass of water, with not just, or if possible, recite something, with not recite some sayings of the Buddha, or chanting. You can develop this as a habit. Every day when that time comes, or in the morning, either morning or evening, you are going on repeating and repeating and repeating this throughout your life. Although you have done some bad karma, since you have trained your mind according to this step, at the dying moment, very quickly you can get it in your mind. Because it has been working in your mind for a long time. There are many choices to do that. But remember what I mentioned earlier, the bad effect of the karma that we have accumulated, they will be happy.